A Muslim group wants Christians protected in Lebanon. Compassion Children in Brazil are homeless. And a video depicts radio planting in Indonesia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today with good news for a change in the Middle East. According to the Jerusalem Post, Lebanon's ruling party issued a call to protect the Christian communities of the Middle East. The announcement came from Ahmed Hariri, Secretary General of the Lebanese Future Movement. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
"You've got the moderate Muslims that don't want the more militant ones, kind of taking over, and keeping the Christian presence there is positive for the country. They're, good citizens."
Christians used to be the majority in the nation. Decades of immigration and the high birth rate of Muslims changed that. How will this announcement affect Muslims turning to Christ? Musselman says some moderate Muslim families won't care.
"In the more militant aspects of families with Islamic roots, regardless of what the law is, they still may persecute and kill and do all sorts of things. But at least this is a start."
Next, six Compassion International assisted children are homeless after a fire swept through Sao Paulo, Brazil last week, destroying more than 100 homes. 250 people are now homeless. Compassion has a child development center in the affected area and is preparing to help the affected children and their families. As they reach out, they may be able to share Christ with people they'd never have met without this tragedy. Pray for the families who lost their homes and God's provision. You're listening to Mission Network News. On a recent 80th birthday trip to China, Dr. Werner Berkland of China Partner led hundreds of people to Christ. Berkland was invited to preach at a church in Hangzhou. When he gave an invitation, over 2,000 people stood to recommit their lives to Christ. More than 250 stood to publicly declare that they would be following Christ for the first time. Many of these new believers are young. Pray that they'd be bold and influential for Christ. Next, a global action team leaves today to lead a summer camp for kids in the slums of Kenya. Emily Voorhees says,
"The children who live in the slum of Kibera have never experienced anything like the chance they get to have with our camps, where we take them to a beautiful location, we give them three nutritious meals a day, there's lots of fun activities, crafts, of course, Bible stories. And our real desire is for them to not just hear about Jesus and his love, but really see what Jesus' love looks like."
The kids are in long-term programs, too. As kids get involved with both the programs and camps, their faith becomes contagious.
The positive impact that they have in their neighborhoods and their communities is just amazing. And I think God does want and is using children and young people all over the world to introduce others to him.
Pray for safe travels today and for a fruitful 10 days of camp. Join next year's team via our website. And finally, HCJB Global just released a video portraying the lives and communities transformed by ministry in Indonesia. HCJB Global's president, Wayne Peterson, says,
"The video is designed to really tell the story of what God is doing through some of our local partners in Indonesia. And we work with them to plant radio stations, and out of those radio stations come churches. This is the largest Muslim country in the world, and yet we've been able to work with this partner to plant over 40 radio stations."
From those stations, they've planted over 1,100 churches. As they look to the future, they hope to see stations open in each of Indonesia's 100 provinces. But since it's a predominantly Muslim nation, they have to work fast to reach their goal. Peterson's asking people to pray for their ministry.
"Pray that we will be successful in not only a telling of the love of Christ through the radio, but that we'd be able to demonstrate the love of Christ through our emphasis on healthcare."
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, is supported by listeners like you. All during the month of July, Faith Comes By Hearing is making available a free copy of the dramatized New Testament on MP3 CD. Through the music, sound effects, and more, Scripture will come alive. You'll also receive a bonus CD of an interview I did with FCBH's President Morgan Jackson. Get your free CDs at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.